This is Jay Sekulow, a full plate at the ACLJ. It's the IRS and the investigation of Benghazi.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The yeas are 231. The nays are 187. The resolution is adopted without objection.
Many are suggesting Lois Lerner could go to jail. Do you believe that?
The statute's pretty clear. It says the U.S. attorney shall take it to a grand jury. When it goes to grand jury, the question is basically, did the House hold her, you know, that person in contempt? Of course we did. We did that yesterday. And then it's supposed to go to a judge.
We're sending a message to future administrations that this type of Nixonian behavior is acceptable. Let's not send that message.
Sad little scraps of political nonsense that they keep trying to peddle as leadership. Mr. Speaker, this rule and resolution are colossal wastes of time.
I cannot vote to violate an individual's Fifth Amendment rights just because I want to hear what she has to say. A much greater principle is at stake here today.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Benghazi, the new investigation. Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied with the answers, and are you content with what you know what happened?
Absolutely. I mean, of course, there are a lot of reasons why, despite all of the hearings, all of the information that's been provided, some choose not to be satisfied and choose to continue to move forward.
Did you also change attacks to demonstrations in the talking points?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
You don't remember?
Dude, this was like 2 years ago.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
That's going to be a new chapter in our book that we're working on. I'm going to call it, Dude, That Was Like 2 Years Ago. That'd be a good chapter. That's who's running the country. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Boy, there is a lot happening in Washington, D.C. right now. Lois Lerner held in contempt. Interestingly, a request for a special counsel also issues coming up. So there's a lot going on. Let's kind of get a lay of the land. Than, quickly here, tell us exactly what happened on the Lerner votes.
Yeah, this is why we asked people to speak out, Jay. Actually, 6 Democrats joined every Republican in holding Lois Lerner in contempt. And get this, 26 Democrats voted to appoint a special counsel to investigate that IRS targeting. So, listen, Republican-led Nancy Pelosi can say whatever she wants. 26 Democrats heard the American people speak and are asking Eric Holder to investigate.
Which means, folks, when we ask you to speak out, you get results. Now, Jordan, of course, the next question is here. What does that, you know, when you've got 26 Democrats crossing over, it's fair to say it's bipartisan at that point. I mean, technically you can say it's bipartisan with one Democrat, but you've got multiple Democrats here. Obviously, there's election consequences, but what does this mean, do you think, politically, now that this IRS issue is taking up a whole new level?
Well, I think, you know, it underscores the legitimacy of having a special counsel look at this and the appointment. I think the 26 Democrats breaking rank is no small number. It's significant. They are from across the board. And we talked about this before the vote yesterday, how there are real political ramifications here because all of the members of Congress and the House of Representatives are up for re-election. So they have to answer to their constituents on their votes and especially their most recent votes. So I really do believe that because of those 26 Democrats breaking rank, it's breathed new life into the idea that the administration is not doing enough to get to the bottom, especially Department of Justice, to get to the bottom of this IRS targeting scandal.
I agree 100%. So, David, let's quickly here, we're going to a break, talk about the Benghazi special committee being set up. This is another big development of holding this bureaucracy accountable for what it's doing.
This is going to be an absolutely key committee. We already know, and others have said this, but we know there are other emails out there. There's other information out there that we have not heard yet.
I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to take your calls on Benghazi. What's Hillary Clinton's responsibility to this? We've got some of her responses. Very interesting. We also have the situation with the IRS and Lois Lerner being held in contempt. We'll explain what that means. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But let me say, the vote on the Benghazi special committee is probably today. So we need you to sign on to that letter now at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Last day for you to do it today. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, what does this mean for Hillary Clinton? 1-800-684-3110.
The American people deserve answers. The American people deserve the truth. For many months now, we've had conflicting accounts of what happened during that terrorist attack at our consulate in Benghazi, Libya. We still don't know the facts that resulted in the assassination of our U.S. ambassador and three other Americans. The Obama administration continues to dodge, deflect, and delay. Now, Congress is launching a new investigation focused on getting the facts to cut through the political maneuvering to find out exactly what happened and why. Stand with the ACLJ now and support this congressional investigation. Sign on to our open letter demanding answers to key questions, including why was no military assistance dispatched to our consulate? What specific actions did President Obama take? Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. So the IRS, former head of tax exempt, has been held in contempt. Now it goes over to a U.S. attorney. But an interesting report also comes out that, you know, those donor lists that were grabbed and they said, although they were destroyed ultimately and the IRS shouldn't have shared them in the first place, 10% of the people on that donor list were audited by the IRS, when the national average for people susceptible to an audit is less than 1%. So it was 10 times higher. And actually, folks, it's like 200 times higher. I'm not giving you the technical reason why, but that number is misleading. It's actually, the chances of an audit are much less, and 10% of the people on that list were audited. That's outrageous. And that's the IRS out of control. Benghazi now, full report coming on that. Fan, let's get a time frame on that. By the way, folks, we're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110. What should happen to those people responsible for the IRS matter? What should happen, and what are the implications on Hillary Clinton and her running for president with this Benghazi matter hanging over her head? 1-800-684-3110. Then give us a time frame on the vote today, folks. We don't just talk about it at the ACLJ. We're right there front and center. And let's talk about what the Benghazi vote's going to be, then, and when it's going to take place.
There are going to be two votes, Jay. Debate is actually underway on this in the House as we speak. The first vote will be around 3 o'clock. That's actually for the rule governing debate. And then the actual vote that you're going to want to watch, it's going to be around 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. It's going to be to actually form the select committee. And here's what to watch for, Jay. Will there be Democrats crossing over like there were last night? Because there is a big internal fight in that caucus right now on how to vote on this measure and then whether or not to fill the 5 seats that they've been allocated or whether or not to boycott. Nancy Pelosi wants to boycott. She skipped the votes yesterday. I don't know if she'll be there today. She wants to boycott, but I know there are members in the Democratic Party that know that that would be a mistake.
Yeah, I was going to ask Jordan this, and then I want David a question on Benghazi, but Jordan, let's talk about this on the political ramifications of boycotting this, especially if you're in a seat that is closely contested or in a red state.
Well, that's how I think this is going to be an interesting situation, decision point, because Nancy Pelosi is going to be under pressure, I believe, from a number of members of Congress in her own party who want to be on this committee. They want to be on the select committee for just the reason you just said, because of the politics of it, because they don't want to look like they're just aligned with Nancy Pelosi. But it really comes to her. So she's got to make this decision. They could want to be on it. So will she face enough backlash within her own caucus, within her own party, to have to put some Democrats on?
So everybody understands, she can block the ability of Democrats to sit on that committee, correct?
Yes, it was given to her. The decision, the way that this works, Speaker Boehner appointed, again, like Trey Gowdy and the other members of Congress who will be on the select committee, and then she will have the decision about who to pick for the five. You could see the obstruction, how it already would play out as we speak.
I'll tell you something. It's going to be this is going to be a huge, huge fallout for the Democrats on this. You've seen this in the IRS situation already. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. How do you feel about your government being run by bureaucrats and out of control? And how do you think we rein it back in? And what's Hillary Clinton's responsibility now with Benghazi? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me go right to David French on this. So we've got Trey Gowdy in the special committee. It's going to be voted on today. We'll keep. By the way, we'll let everybody know on Facebook. We'll certainly send it out on Twitter and up on the ACLJ website as soon as this information is public. What do you think the ramifications, David, you're a military guy, for the country, but more directly for the families that lost their loved ones in this tragedy in Benghazi?
You know, it's about accountability. In the military, whenever a soldier dies in action, there is an investigation done surrounding the circumstances of their loss. And that investigation is incredibly important to the families because it tells them what happened. You know, what's so sad here is we had four brave Americans left behind on foreign soil, and we still don't have the full results of an investigation as to what happened. And that is disrespectful to the families.
You know, it's very interesting. According to Politico, Representative Henry Waxman, Democrat from California, a close ally of the minority leader Pelosi, who chaired the Oversight and Reform Committee, made the point that Democrats should sit on the Republican-controlled committee, according to sources present. So there is this tug of war, Jordan, going on politically right now inside.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's honestly going to probably lead to another debate about this, because, again, you've got a situation where the select committee will be formed. That will move forward later today. They are offered five of the 12 seats, and if they refuse, or if it starts a war within this close to an election, I mean, you know, it's not that this should be about politics, but these are all elected officials. They ultimately, everything has political ramifications.
Right. Let me play for everybody. This is interesting. This is Congressman Becerra, from a Democrat from California. And listen to what he had to say, number six.
After 2 years, 13 hearings, 50 briefings, 8 reports, 25,000 pages of documents, and millions of taxpayer dollars spent on the issue of Benghazi, it looks like Republicans are more concerned about an email than they are about the four Americans who lost their lives.
That is the most absurd statement I've heard from a congressman in the last 24 hours, because I've heard a lot of absurd congressman statements in the last 24 hours. But that one, that is the winner of the day. Here's why. The email is evidence, congressman, and you look at the evidence to determine why was it that we allowed for, if we did allow, and we've got to find out the evidence of what happened here, four Americans to get killed. Why was our security down? Why was it that we had a situation where we knew there was a risk and we didn't increase the resources for that particular location? So the email is called evidence, Congressman, and you look at evidence to determine whether there's liability and culpability. That's the way the American legal system works, too, and that's the way the legislative process is supposed to work. And you can't let the bureaucrats escape accountability because they don't want to disclose emails. And I guarantee you, as David said, there's a lot more of those emails out there.
You know, I don't care what kind of numbers he's throwing out there on documents. We know a bad investigation when we've seen one.
And this has been one.
Look, I mean, I have led investigations into the deaths of Americans overseas. I've been responsible for overseeing those kinds of investigations. And the information we've gotten from Benghazi is a fraction of the information that we disclose and we have when someone is killed, like in Iraq or Afghanistan. And so they are hiding things, and they are hiding how the command structure operated. They're hiding why they were left behind. They're hiding things about blaming the video. They are hiding things. It's obvious.
Well, I'll tell you this, folks. We're fighting back on this. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. But this is the last day. That meeting, the hearing is going to be this afternoon, or the vote on the Benghazi Special Select Committee. Be part of the team saying, yes, we want accountability. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going right to our phones at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Daniel calling in from Oklahoma on line one. Daniel, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Jay. I just wanted to throw this out there. You know, the whole Benghazi thing, like you guys just mentioned, it's all accountability. Prior service military, it's all accountability. No matter what you do, from the
step
you take out the door to the mission you go on, it's crap that us, the American people, are letting this happen. No matter if you're Democrat or Republican, it comes down to four American lives were lost. No one's being held accountable. Something needs to be done about this.
No one is being held accountable in this administration for anything. For anything. Who has been held accountable, Fan Bennett? You're there. You head up our government affairs office. Who's been accountable in the IRS matter?
Nobody. Lois Lerner at the center, that she retired with benefits.
Right, right. We're still paying for her. Jordan Benghazi, so far, who's been held accountable?
Remember, there were four people the State Department are supposed to get fired, and then we found out they got reassigned. So they're still working, still getting paid, getting all their government benefits. So, again, no consequences. But, you know, the only people gone are the four Americans who were killed.
Yeah. So, David, here it brings up the point, and this is something you and I are working on right now. These bureaucracies, these machines tend to just keep operating. No one's held responsible. And then we, the people, lose control of our own government. So you end up with a situation where you have elected representatives, and that may or may not matter.
I mean, their definition of accountability is getting up and walking from one cubicle to another. I mean, that's their definition of accountability. I mean, we're talking about people who are nearly impossible to fire, who have an ideological point of view that they're gonna pursue that ideological point of view regardless of the facts, and American people suffer.
All right, so here's a question. Let me play what Speaker Boehner said. This is things very important. Listen to this one, number 30.
Who's been fired over the targeting of conservative groups by the IRS? No one that I'm aware of. Who's gone to jail for violating the law? When is the administration going to tell the American people the truth? They've not told them the truth about Benghazi. They've not told the truth about the IRS. They've not told the truth about Fast and Furious. Now, only one would have to guess. If they're not willing to tell the American people the truth, it must not be very pretty.
Yeah, it isn't very pretty. And the reality is the American people don't know the truth. And here's the real problem in this. No one is being held accountable, including Hillary Clinton, who was the Secretary of State. And do you think she should be held accountable for this? Or should she be able to go on talk shows and just kind of blow it off? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110. Last day for you to sign on to this letter. The open letter calling for that Benghazi special committee is going to be voted on this afternoon. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, when you're over at the website at ACLJ.org, make an online contribution to the ACLJ. Help us stay in this fight. We have a lot of things moving, as you can tell, so we could really use your help at ACLJ.org. And again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's just the way it
is. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. The American people deserve answers. The American people deserve the truth. For many months now, we've had conflicting accounts of what happened during that terrorist attack at our consulate in Benghazi, Libya. We still don't know the facts that resulted in the assassination of our U.S. ambassador and three other Americans. The Obama administration continues to dodge, deflect, and delay. Now, Congress is launching a new investigation focused on getting the facts to cut through the political maneuvering to find out exactly what happened and why. Stand with the ACLJ now and support this congressional investigation. Sign on to our open letter demanding answers to key questions, including why was no military assistance dispatched to our consulate. What specific actions did President Obama take? Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
To our phones. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's get an update again. If you're just joining us, there's going to be a vote today on the Select Committee for the House of Representatives on Benghazi. Than, give us the time frame on this, Than.
Two votes on this, one about 3 o'clock, one probably 5:30 or 6 o'clock. That second vote is the one people are going to pay attention to. That's the one that establishes this Select Committee.
There you have it. So we want you to be engaged in this. ACLJ.org to sign that open letter. Last day to do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones. Jordan, who's next?
Let's go to Cynthia in Maryland online, too. Cynthia, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Cynthia. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'd like for you to restate the question about how long bureaucrats are going to be running the government, or whatever the question you initially stated was.
Do you think government bureaucrats should be able to run the government without accountability?
I think that government bureaucrats should be able to run the government, and I think there should be accountability. But the thing is,
now when you say that, though, that begs the question. The question is, there is no, that's what we're saying. There is no accountability, because that's why I asked Than Bennett and Jordan and David, all three involved in either government affairs or lawyers. Who is responsible for the IRS scandal? Who's been held accountable? What bureaucrat? Nobody. Benghazi, what bureaucrat's been held responsible? Nobody. And if you allow the bureaucrats to run the government without accountability, without response to the people, you know what you have? You don't have a republic. You don't have a constitutional republic. So, Cynthia, that's what I'm concerned about. Nobody is being held accountable for anything here.
Question or make a statement?
Sure.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Okay, so where is it going to end? I think that, yes, there should be an investigation, but just like Hillary Clinton said, when are you ever going to be satisfied? There are a lot of people who have a lot of issues with the government at different points in time.
So, okay, there's four Americans that were killed, and you remember what Hillary Clinton said? What difference does it make on how it happened? Do you think it may make a difference? Because we've got other Americans in harm's way. You, or do you, Cynthia, do you want to just give them a pass?
I am a person who's of the African-American history.
Okay.
What about accountability for those things?
Well, I don't disagree. So, you know, we had a constitutional amendment to protect that. It took a constitutional amendment to rectify, at least to get parity back. So I completely understand that. But, Cynthia, here's the difference. Could you imagine if you didn't have accountability in a post-Civil War environment, after the constitutional amendments passed, banning the badges and incidents of slavery, and nobody was held responsible if those amendments weren't put in place? And it took 100 years almost, 80 years of litigation, to finally get the Supreme Court in the United States to say, you know what, separate but equal is still not the way it goes, because that is a badge and incident of slavery. So I don't want to wait another 100 years. The fact that what happened to Black Americans, African Americans in the United States of America is the reason why we should not allow bureaucracies to run out of control.
Get to the truth. That's fine. Get to the truth.
Well, that's all I'm trying to do.
You hang yourself with, you hang somebody else with, you're hanging yourself with it.
I don't know what you're talking about, but let me tell you this. And this is, Cynthia, I want you to hear me here. 10% of the people on an IRS list where the IRS illegally got the list and shared it with government agencies were audited by the Internal Revenue Service. You know what? That's as big as the scandal of the targeting, because then they targeted actual audits. No, when Nixon thought about doing that, you know what happened to him? He got impeached. So, there's got to be some accountability here. Let's take another phone call, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to Dave in Ohio, online 5. Dave, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Jay. Thanks a lot for everything you're doing.
Sure.
I have a two-part question. The soundbite you brought out in the beginning where the dude said it was 2 years, dude.
Yeah, I hate to do this, kind of hate to do it, but I am going to do it because this tells me, I think this speaks volumes. This is with Brett Baer talking about the rewriting of the drafting of the memo, the famous Benghazi memo. Take a listen.
Did you also change attacks to demonstrations in the talking points?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
You don't remember?
dude, this was like 2 years ago. We're still talking about the
dude,
most mundane
it is the thing
process
that everybody is talking about.
We're talking about the process.
There you have
editing.
It. So that's the famous dude comment. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering how far back, how many years did they go back blaming Bush for things?
Well, how many? They're blaming Bush for things. I mean, you know, Dave and I were talking about some of this earlier. I mean, this is kind of the entire kind of mindset of the way the government operates right now. You just can do these things with impunity because no one is held accountable.
I mean, you know, you go back to, and you've said it, and we've said it again and again, we've had terrible events happen. Americans dead, Americans targeted unconstitutionally, and not even one person fired.
Yeah.
I mean, not one person fired.
You know, Jordan, you said this just a few minutes ago. They targeted, so to speak, four people in the last investigation, and we find out none of those were terminated. They were all reshifted to other departments.
That's right. I mean,
we moved the problem around.
Yeah, move the problem around. And again, so these bureaucrats know that even when severe mistakes are made, and you know, assuming that they were the ones even responsible, which it's hard to imagine when you had people like Secretary of State Clinton at the time and others involved. I mean, she was getting phone calls from our team in Libya. That again, they tried to blame these four, say that they were going to get fired and they were going to be the ones held accountable. And then we find out they're still in the State Department, just in different jobs.
Yeah. What a shocker that is. All right. 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are jammed. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yep, let's go to Abe in Illinois on line 3. Abe, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Abe.
Hi. I believe that Hillary didn't do her job to protect the ambassador.
Yep.
And I do believe that she is guilty of dereliction of duty.
So the question will be, what are the consequences for her? And the fact is, those consequences may well turn out to be in the political realm. Now she's out of government. If she runs for president, I don't think, Than, she can run away from this.
I don't think so either. Trey Gowdy said yesterday that he's going to call her to testify. He will subpoena her to testify if needed, and she's going to have to answer a few things. Why was there not enough security there? And then why, under attack, did no one give an order to send assistance? You know, Jay, that might ultimately fall to the commander-in-chief, but the conversation that took place was between the Secretary of State and the President of the United States, and
Absolutely.
The decision that came out of that was to send no help.
I want to play the famous quote from Hillary Clinton during the hearing last year, because we all focus on the what difference does it make. But there's actually a lot more to it when you listen to what she actually said. Listen to it. Let's listen to it, and then I'll break it down.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
So make sure it doesn't happen again. You know what you have to do? Exactly what Hillary Clinton said. It's our job to figure out what happened. And that's now going to be the subject of a special select committee, because that's the only way we're going to find out what happened. All right, folks, we're here for another half hour. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, just go over to ACLJ.org, SiriusXM, you've got it, a number of other stations as well. But go over to ACLJ.org, we're streaming it there. If you want to talk to us on air, phone lines are jammed right now. They'll open up in a moment, 1-800-684-3110. If you're on the line, stay there. Folks, last day for you to sign on this open letter. We're going to get this one through, too. I believe we're going to see another committee formed here that's going to get to the bottom of this. We need your help on this, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign that letter. And folks, we are up against a big month. May last year was when the IRS case broke, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow on the air. But we need right now that your support will really help us at ACLJ.org. If you thought about donating and supporting the work of the ACLJ, let me encourage you to do that today. At ACLJ.org. It's easy. Also, follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Same thing with Twitter.com/JordanSeculo. We're going to be back with more of your calls at 800-684-3110. But go ahead and sign on that letter today at ACLJ.org.
Stand with the ACLJ now and support this congressional investigation. Sign on to our open letter demanding answers to key questions, including, why was no military assistance dispatched to our consulate? What specific actions did President Obama take? Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Let me reset the stage a little bit here, and I'm going to go to Than on this first. Than, give us the time frame of what we're looking at this afternoon on the big. What first? What's going to happen? What's going to be the call of, to action, so to speak, of the Congress? And then when's the vote going to take place?
What's happening right now is debate on this measure to set up the select committee. Our call, Jay, honestly, at this point, it's mostly to Democrats. They're going to have two opportunities to vote in favor of the select committee. The first one will be about 3 o'clock, and then the ultimate final vote will be about 5:30 or 6 o'clock. We think that they should buck their leadership and Nancy Pelosi and say, listen, I don't care what my leadership says. I think we need to find answers for those four Americans who were killed. We are going to not only vote for this select committee, we are going to ask to be on the committee. Jay, what will actually happen when that committee is formed, the Democrat Party is going to have to decide within themselves whether or not they're going to fill those five seats.
Right.
If they don't fill them, it'll be a select committee of seven Republicans. But either way, it's going to be formed.
So let me play this statement from a congressman, was on MSNBC's Ed Schultz show yesterday, and then I'm going to get comments on this. Take a listen. This is unbelievable.
This thing is just going on and on to boredom, actually. We have much more important things to do. This has been investigated, as you said, 8 times before. This will be the 9th time. This is old, old news.
This is just like the guy, Jordan, from the National Security Council saying, dude, that was like 2 years ago. They think because it's now 2 years old, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right. It's somehow that changes things. You know, it's trying to build on the short attention span they think the American people have.
Yep.
And, you know, it's complicated. Every time an email comes out, we have to retell the timeline, retell what happened here, because it has been so complicated. It's never been, okay, here's all the information, take it and report it. And so it's one of those situations where it is. They are trying to downplay this. And listen, the media has done a lot of their job. I mean, the media, you turn on nightly news, it may get a mention here and there. That's why the select committee, and especially as we move into November, and if the Democrats ultimately stop just the threat of obstruction, get involved on the committee, or if they're even having a fight, all of it is going to push to having a discussion that really has never been fully drawn out in the media, in the people who are not following conservative media or the politics of the day.
So, which begs this question, David, and that is, when we look at the accountability factor or the lack of accountability here, but we also look at what's really playing out and the dangers that really are lurking behind, there is this kind of fatigue that sets in. I mean, we talked about this just before we went on the air, and the question is, the threat doesn't lessen because the people get fatigued.
Well, in fact, the threat is increasing, because what happened when the Obama administration came into power is the State Department began to back the Muslim Brotherhood and other more extreme Islamic groups in the hopes to appease them, to befriend them. And that's what happened in Libya. I mean, early on in Libya, nobody was really paying attention to this, but a lot of the insurgents that we were backing with air power and NATO was backing with air power were flying the black flag of Al-Qaeda. So it's hardly surprising when those people got control, they turned their guns back on the real enemy, the United States.
All right, Jordan, let's quickly grab a call before the break here.
Yeah, Bob in Massachusetts on line one. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Bob.
Jay, I just want to encourage you. I've supported you in
Thank you.
Written word before, but never financially. And after we're through here, I just wanted to say I will be signing that petition today. I am going to support you. Not
Great.
A lot, $50.
Whatever. That's, we appreciate it. Listen, that keeps our lawyers in the field. We appreciate that.
And I just want to say that you're a voice that, I mean, I'm disappointed with the Republican Party. Bonner would not have gone forward with this other committee, and it's scary that the Republicans
are. Here's the good news, Bob. At the end of the day, at the end of the political process, the committee's being formed, and Trey Gowdy, who was a prosecutor, is going to be heading that up. And I think I'm glad the speaker did it. I appreciate the speaker making that leadership decision. Obviously, they're all responsive to the American people. That's the nature of the body politic. But I'm glad you're standing with us. That makes a huge difference, Bob. Thank you. All right, folks, again, if you want to sign on to that letter, open letter, last day to do it right now, ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. And don't forget to support the work of the ACLJ by making an online contribution. Back with your calls in just a moment at 1-800-684-3110.
V The American people deserve answers. The American people deserve the truth. For many months now, we've had conflicting accounts of what happened during that terrorist attack at our consulate in Benghazi, Libya. We still don't know the facts that resulted in the assassination of our U.S. ambassador and three other Americans. The Obama administration continues to dodge, deflect, and delay. Now, Congress is launching a new investigation focused on getting the facts to cut through the political maneuvering to find out exactly what happened and why. Stand with the ACLJ now and support this congressional investigation. Sign on to our open letter demanding answers to key questions, including why was no military assistance dispatched to our consulate? What specific actions did President Obama take? Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey, dude, that was like 2 years ago. That will go down as one of the all-time classics. I'm seriously thinking if I could. We're working on a book, folks, that's going to come out next year. I'm wondering if we could have a chapter on, hey, dude, that was like 2 years ago. Because it kind of shows you the nature of the bureaucracy. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones. We got a lot of callers coming in here. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, let's go. Teresa in Massachusetts on line three. Teresa, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello, Jay. Thank you for your service.
Sure.
The one question that needs to be asked and was not asked at the first hearing with Hillary Clinton is who gave the stand-down order? Who was it that did that? That's who should be culpable here. It needs to be answered.
Well, we've got to ask the question has to be asked. It was a very interesting comment that was made by a lieutenant, general, actually, last week, and I want to play that one, where he talked about you go towards the gunfire, even if you don't necessarily get there in time. Let me play what the general who was involved in some of this said.
There are accounts of time, space, and capability. Discussions of the question, could we have gotten there in time to make a difference? Well, the discussion is not could or could not of time, space, and capability. The point is we should have tried. As another saying goes, always move to the sound of the guns.
So, David, you're a major in the United States Army, Judge Advocate General. Let me ask you this question, because I think Teresa's question is really a good one, is who probably gave the stand-down order, and how does that originate?
Well, you know, that's a really good question.
Which you need an answer to.
The military has claimed that they did not give a stand-down order, but the military is under civilian leadership. This would have been a cross-border operation, which would require approval from the President of the United States. So, the military would not have originated a stand-down order here, and I fear it came from the State Department. I fear it came from the civilian leadership. I fear that the civilian leadership, the Obama administration, just left those Americans behind.
Because the narrative that the administration was trying to paint, Jordan, was not going to be met by that tragedy.
That's right. This was a coordinated terror attack a couple of months after President Obama was on the campaign trail talking about how Al-Qaeda was on the run and the war on terror, that's basically done. And we finished that by, the foreign policy he's instituted. And then the whole Arab world started erupting. And you saw in the Muslim world, I mean, from North Africa into places like Syria, where there's still an ongoing civil war. You know, this constant struggle was ongoing. It was extremely questionable, the decisions we were making as the United States. And yet, then we get hit by a very coordinated terror attack. It was not just a group of guys who said,
right,
let's kill some Americans randomly. We know that, but they didn't want to admit it. And it purely came down to, there's the decision point about why we didn't do more to save these Americans. Then there's also the after the fact that they don't even want to admit that there was a terror attack and that these groups still are out there that want to kill us.
Yeah, and which is also, I think that's all part of why you got to get this committee formed. Again, if you want to join on to that, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Then we know the committee's going to be voted on today. It should pass. It'll be in process. I want to play an interview yesterday Megyn Kelly did with Trey Gowdy, our friend from South Carolina, who's now going to be the head of this committee. What he said, it may not be what we're expecting as far as open hearings. There's multiple ways to do this. Listen to number four.
The last time she appeared before Congress, what we had was a series of speeches from the lawmakers without that many probing questions. What would be different this time?
Well, what will be different is I'm not necessarily committing to a hearing. I'm committing to getting the answers, and it may be in the form of a deposition, which, as you know, Megyn is a very good attorney, which you once were. That is the route that is most conducive with eliciting the truth. It's not 5 minutes of pounding your chest in a committee room. It's a deposition.
And to me, that is exactly correct. That's how you get answers for people under oath, not with a camera staring you in the face, but asking deposition types of questions you ask in a deposition. That, by the way, a hearing's not mutually exclusive with a deposition, but Trey Gowdy is approaching this like a prosecutor, and that's the way it should be approached. Back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Jeannie calling in from Massachusetts on line 4. Jeannie, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, thank you. All these callous comments about, you know.
Right.
Okay, that's like a knife through the heart of mothers.
Yeah, especially the ones that lost their sons in this tragedy. Absolutely.
We forget so fast. And my question is, I found it interesting that Hillary Clinton left the office shortly after Benghazi. I thought strange.
Yeah, well, strange, or it's just the microscope was on her, David, pretty full tilt at that point. And when she appeared before the committee, which Trey Gowdy was just referring to, her performance was pretty condescending to the American people, I think.
Well, right. And let's not forget, she also had some health issues around that time. Yep. So I don't think the timing of her leaving is so suspicious. I'm more focused about what she did, more focused on what she did while she was there. And that's the real deficiency here. They had the completely wrong approach to the Middle East, completely wrong
approach.
Still do. Still do, absolutely. You know, and that's something we were talking about in the break. I mean, this is the Hillary Clinton State Department refused to designate Boko Haram, that Nigerian terrorist organization.
That grabbed those girls.
That's kidnapped more than 200 girls and has vowed to sell them into slavery. Her State Department refused to classify them as a terrorist organization, therefore preventing effective measures being taken against that organization.
So, I mean, that's the kind of accountability that we have got to have in process. In fact, that's another issue you've got to look at that has got serious repercussions. Because of the politics, we don't allow them to be listed as a terrorist organization because we think we're going to woo the world into the Muslim world into saying, oh, we're okay. And then what do they do? You've got Al-Qaeda coming out and saying that what Boko Haram did was wrong. I mean, this tells you how bad it is. All right, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Thomas in Missouri on line 6. Thomas, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi, how you doing, Jay?
Good.
Great job. Keep it up.
Thanks.
What I want to say is I think from my experience, military and just knowledge of the politics and people like that, I think the whole Obama administration is just a bunch of liars. They abandoned the Constitution. They broke their oath that they took, that the military and law enforcement, besides politicians, take. And I think they are covering up something.
Here's what you got, Thomas. They have a worldview on a whole multitude of issues that's completely foreign to the founding of our country. I mean, that's what it is. You realize in the Middle East, the administration has picked every side incorrect. We've backed every wrong group in the Middle East. We've thrown Israel basically under the bus, so to speak, and we're picking all the wrong sides. And then David's point, which I'm telling you, I'm glad David brought this up. The State Department refused to list the group, David, as a terrorist organization because what? We were going to offend somebody? Meanwhile, they got 200 girls. The world's calling for condemnation. We were hesitant to list them as a terrorist group.
It's unbelievable. This is a group that has slaughtered thousands of people, goes into schools and kills people in schools and in churches. What was the concern? Were they trying to appease Islamic radicals again? I think that's what it is. It's just more and more appeasement.
Jordan, so it goes back to the accountability issue here. How long do they get away with it, but are the American people waking up? I think the American people are waking up.
Yeah, I do too. I think that this select committee will refocus again the attention. That whether or not it's the debate that goes on, the infighting that goes on should the Democrats join, will the Democrats join, and Nancy Pelosi will have to deal with that. So the internal that's a story, and then ultimately getting to the facts. I don't think it's going to be as flashy as people are trying to make it out to be. But at the end of the day, there will be a report that gets us to the bottom of what happened, so that we know, and that this doesn't happen again in the future. That every administration knows you will end up like Ben Rhodes or Tommy Vitter, and there will be focus on you if you go along with your counterparts or your supervisors, your bosses, telling you to do something you know isn't quite right.
Well, I tell you, that's why you fight back. So, Than, again, as we're going to take more of your calls. Folks, our phone lines are jammed. We're going to get more of your calls when we come back from the break here. Than, give us that timeline again. What do we expect to happen?
You're going to have a vote at 3 o'clock, and then again about 6 o'clock. That will form the committee. And just to Jordan's point, I love David's perspective on this. This select committee is going to continue to exist until we have answers for the families of those four Americans who killed. That's what would satisfy us. When they have answers, this select committee will have done their job.
Let me play what the President of the United States said during a presidential debate with Mitt Romney about this whole Benghazi matter. Take a listen.
The suggestion that anybody in my team, whether the Secretary of State, our U.N. ambassador, anybody on my team would play politics or mislead when we've lost four of our own, Governor, is offensive. That's not what we do. That's not what I do as president. That's not what I do as commander-in-chief.
I don't have a whole lot to say to that, except we're going to find out who gave that stand-down order. That was a good call by Teresa. Who gave that stand-down order? And why did we lie to the four families of the Americans that fell during this operation? And blame a video when we knew it was false. And why are some trying to carry that narrative on today? We're going to find out. Trey Gowdy's got a committee that should be approved this afternoon. We want you on this history-making letter, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. When we come back from the break, more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, we're up against a big month in May. We appreciate your March and April support. Put us over the top. Do it again to help us out. Go to ACLJ.org. Make that online contribution. It really helps us out at ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in just a moment. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
The American people deserve answers. The American people deserve the truth. For many months now, we've had conflicting accounts of what happened during that terrorist attack at our consulate in Benghazi, Libya. We still don't know the facts that resulted in the assassination of our U.S. ambassador and 3 other Americans. The Obama administration continues to dodge, deflect, and delay. Now, Congress is launching a new investigation focused on getting the facts to cut through the political maneuvering to find out exactly what happened and why. Stand with the ACLJ now and support this congressional investigation. Sign on to our open letter demanding answers to key questions, including why was no military assistance dispatched to our consulate. What specific actions did President Obama take? Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Say something here, folks. When you speak out, we get results. We've been pounding it pretty hard on asking for the special committee in Benghazi. We've been fighting hard on the IRS contempt order against Lois Lerner. We're getting both. And it looks like that vote's going to take place tomorrow. Yesterday's was on Lois Lerner's with a Democratic crossover, including 26 Democrats crossing over for a special counsel on the IRS matter, which we think is very significant. It's going to be very interesting today to see what happens on the Benghazi matter. There's going to be a lot of pressure, I guess, internally within the Democratic caucuses, as Jordan was mentioning earlier, to not have anybody sit on these committees. But the political ramifications for some of these members of Congress could be they lose their House seat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think there's a big struggle going on between Nancy Pelosi, who's safe in her seat, and some of these people who are vulnerable. I think that's why you saw 26 Democrats vote for that contempt measure yesterday. You know, but Jay, it really gives me a lot of worry when someone like Adam Schiff will call this a colossal waste of time when you're talking about dead Americans. And I think our listeners need to know this. I mean, if Democrats go down to the floor today and vote in lockstep against this, that is not only Nancy Pelosi's fault. That will be the fault of every single member who votes against this. They all have to cast their own vote, and they need to be held individually accountable for what they do this afternoon.
Well, that's why, folks, again, today is the last time for you to sign on this open letter demanding that we get this committee to get the truth on Benghazi. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So 877-989-2255 to sign on or ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's go back to the phones.
Yep, we'll go right back, and we'll go to Carmine in Colorado on line 5. Carmine, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Carmine.
Thank you. A couple comments I'd like to make. Number one, all policy is set by the President of the United States. In my research, I discovered there is over 3,000 satellites in outer space, number one. Number two, there are also satellite phones. So they know instantaneously what was going on and why was it ignored. The person that I'm thinking that issued that order came from Obama, of course, but it was Leon Panetta that did that.
Well, I mean, Leon Panetta will definitely be a focus of some of this. But, David, you know, let's talk about the ability of the communications. You've done this on the battlefield, but we know, I mean, they've had to admit, the State Department had to admit, that they had real time on this.
Oh, absolutely. They had real time intel on this. There's no question about
that. They
were
watching it.
Yeah. I mean, there was no demonstration. They knew there was no demonstration from the beginning. All of that is established now. What the way the administration is spinning its emphasis on the video, at least their most current spin, is that, oh, when we talked about the video in the most recent emails, what we were really talking about was these other demonstrations at these other embassies.
Yeah.
Because they can't even really defend talking about the video in front of Benghazi anymore.
Jordan, do you sense, I mean, when you look at this scenario and the accountability side of this, that they're going to be held accountable? I mean, I think Trey Gowdy can get to the bottom of this, but they're going to try to spin them way out of this. And I don't think we're going to get answers quickly here. This is going to be a thorough investigation.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this is almost like everything is restarted from the beginning. It's a brand new committee. It'll be a brand new staff putting it together. Ultimately, how will people be held accountable? Will it be in voting? Someone like Hillary Clinton, will this be an issue that haunts people who potentially could be the leader of the free world? So it's important. I mean, you know, people say, well, don't make this about politics. But the truth is, we're talking about presidential politics and the leader of the United States of America and someone who's involved in this, how involved they were when they were at the highest job before they ran for president. This is very important. So all of this have huge ramifications. Ultimately, what we've seen so far is a bunch of young White House staffers have to kind of take the blame for this.
Yeah, which is kind of a joke in and of itself. All right, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yeah, let's go to George Ann in Colorado, online 6. George Ann, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, George Ann.
Taking my call. Sure. You all have been discussing this all morning, and I'm just going to ask for a clarification.
Okay.
It is my understanding that the intel on Benghazi, that a request for this American embassy to be defended because of the threat of terrorism upon the installation was great, and those troops never showed up.
That is correct. I mean, there was the Ambassador Stevens actually put that request in, David.
It's even worse than what Georgian says, because not only was there intel that there was a danger, there was actually an attack on that same compound earlier. A bomb was tossed at it. There were attacks on other Western diplomats. They were pulling out of Benghazi because of the danger. The only thing we pulled out of Benghazi was our security. So we actually decreased security rather than increased, which is what the ambassador wanted, and the results were fatal.
Yeah, and not only were the results fatal, but I mean, when you have this kind of premeditated knowledge of it, I think that points again why you've got to really, really get to the bottom of what you've got going on here. All right, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, we'll go to Darcy in Nebraska on line 3. Darcy, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi, thank you.
Yep.
One of the talking points about Benghazi that I've never heard mentioned is, during the attacks, or right after, within days afterwards, within a day or 2 or 3 days, as I remember, you know, CBS News was reporting
right
from the
yep
compound. It
yep
wasn't even secured. How could that possibly be?
Because it wasn't. Again, this is an administration. I believe, Jordan, that this is kind of they don't want to show force in the Middle East, the Obama administration, and that would have shown force if we would have secured it with Marines, say.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that this idea that we would need to do that, that things were that out of control.
Right.
But remember, you know, this was happening in a country that it was the classic leading from behind, but we joined in the NATO forces in an air campaign which led to the situation that developed on the ground in Libya. And so, you know, to act as if we had nothing to do or we didn't have a reason to be there with military is ridiculous.
All right, let's take one last call here before the broadcast is over. Ribs calling from Texas. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thanks
sure
for taking my call.
Yep.
What you and Jordan and Dan do there. My question is, what happens if Hillary decides that she wants to take the Fifth? Can she? And what would Troy Gowdy?
Yeah, well, she could take the Fifth, and David, the consequences would be she wouldn't be the president of the United States.
Right. I mean, I don't think
the political consequences.
Yeah, there's no way she's going to take the Fifth on this. She'll just spin the way she's done
right
and show outrage that anyone dares to question her. But she's not going to take the Fifth. I mean, she's going to answer the questions enough to provide her supporters with political cover.
That's what it'll be about, and that's where it's going to be Trey Gowdy getting in there as the prosecutor that he is to get to the bottom of this. All right, Than, lay it out again in 30 seconds here. What happens this afternoon?
Debate all afternoon, 2 votes, 1 at 3 o'clock, 1 at 6 o'clock. If that passes, Jay, we don't need Democrats to pass it, but if it passes, that select committee will be formed. I want everybody to keep an eye on how much crossover there is. Will Democrats buck Nancy Pelosi? Will they support the select committee?
All right, folks, we need your help on this to get that bipartisan support. We're going to get there, but we need your help. ACLJ.org to sign on to this open letter. With over 55, I said we'd get to 50,000. We're across that. Let's get it over to 60,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And I want to tell you something, folks. I want to encourage you to be part of this, but also I want to encourage you to be engaged on these issues. One easy way to do it is follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, and share this information. Same thing on Twitter.com/JordanSekulow. I've got a Twitter feed. Jordan does as well. We will be posting information this afternoon on these votes and this evening. So stay tuned to make sure you get up-to-date information. This is big news. Tomorrow, big anniversary coming up on the IRS disclosures. We'll be talking about that as well. Again, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Your financial support to the ACLJ not only keeps us broadcast on the air, but keeps us in the fight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Stand with the ACLJ now and support this congressional investigation. Sign on to our open letter demanding answers to key questions, including, why was no military assistance dispatched to our consulate? What specific actions did President Obama take? Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.